You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, ranked as a leading boutique SA wealth manager for 7 years in a row. I'm speaking to Josh McRae, who's from Brenthurst Wealth in Granger Bay, Cape Town, one of the most beautiful offices probably in the whole of the Southern Hemisphere. And we're going to talk today about retirement. And the headline of the piece that I've been sent is as follows: Four Steps to Investing for Retirement If You're Self-Employed. This is quite important, Josh, isn't it? Because of the lack of, how can I put it, formal jobs being created in South Africa. And so people going out and saying, I can do it on my own.
Yes, exactly. And then that raises another challenge, because unlike traditional employment, where structured pension schemes provide a sort of safety net for retirement, self-employed individuals don't have that luxury of employer-sponsored retirement plans. So instead, they're responsible for their financial future. So it's even more important for these self-employed individuals to think about retirement savings, and it actually demands a proactive mindset.
Yeah, you can talk about proactive mindsets as much as you like, but it'll bounce off me, because it's very pertinent that you've sent me this article, this piece, because I was reflecting upon the fact that I'm not a corporate individual. I never have been. I've never got on with the corporate structure. You, on the other hand, I think do, and you work for a very successful, very dynamic, and if I may say, although you're 20 years old, not you, but the company, a young company. And you have this infrastructure around you which encourages you to provide for your retirement, whereas a self-employed, ill-disciplined person like myself doesn't do that. So it's terribly important for the self-employed to say, wait a second, I need some help here.
No, exactly. And that's where these type of individuals can benefit from working with a financial planner, who can actually lay out steps of and a template to follow to help with your retirement savings and your financial future.
Step one of the four that you set out here: why starting early matters. In other words, saying, why am I thinking about retirement? I'm 32 years old and it'll be another 30 years before I have to worry about it. Wrong approach, I think, Josh.
Yes, you're very correct. So starting early is always extremely important, as you then benefit from compounding growth. So the concept of compounding growth is like a snowball rolling down a hill. As it rolls, it gathers more snow, getting larger and gaining more momentum. So in financial terms, this means that the returns you earn on your investments are reinvested, earning returns of their own and thus compounding. I also like to urge clients to think about consistency over quantity when starting early. So regular contributions, even in small amounts, are so important. This ensures that you're constantly adding to your savings, which can grow significantly over time due to compounding.
So what you're saying is, it doesn't matter if you can't put 5,000, 10,000 in every month, even if it's only a thousand. The point is, as you said, compounding. If you didn't look at what you've saved for 10 years, say, and then went back and had a look, you'd say, goodness me, did I really get this amount of money from 1,000 rand a month? It's actually very nice not to look at your investments occasionally, because it's very surprising what they've yielded.
Exactly. So that's why regular contributions, even though they are smaller amounts, you can definitely be surprised how much that adds up over time. And the best strategy for that is actually to set up automatic transfers or debit orders to your savings account. So it makes your savings consistent and reliable every single month.
Yeah, that's a very good discipline, actually, because you don't have to sit down at the end of every month when you get your check and say, right, I'm going to press these buttons now and do it. It's just done automatically. Step number two, the power of retirement annuities. Now, there's different types of retirement annuities, namely two. So please explain which is the best for what type of individual.
Well, unlike employed individuals in the corporate setting, you don't have the option of a pension or pension funds or provident funds through your company. So you need to utilize a retirement annuity. And the main benefit of retirement annuity is the tax benefits that they offer. So all contributions to Regulation 28 products are tax deductible. Up to 27.5% of your annual taxable income are deductible, with an annual cap of 350,000 rand. So this means you can save in a disciplined manner with the added benefit of tax deductions on your contributions if invested into a retirement annuity. So by reducing your taxable income, you effectively increase your savings rate. However, I do need to add that Regulation 28 can be seen as a double-edged sword. Yes, it ensures that your investments are diversified and not overly concentrated in one asset class, but the downfall is that it restricts how much money you can invest offshore, potentially reducing your returns over the long term. So when we suggest a retirement annuity, it's always done on a case-by-case basis. So in the case of a self-employed individual, we'd need to analyze how they pay themselves, what their marginal tax rate is, and then we weigh up the benefits of the tax deductions versus that restricted flexibility and asset class choice.
Okay, so it's a very much a bespoke environment rather than just one size fits all, if you see what I mean.
Correct.
Okay, but good. Okay, and step number three, Josh, embrace budgeting and tracking. What do you mean by that?
So what I mean by that is it's all about discipline. So it's about being and I know we can all struggle with it sometimes, but there are some things you can do to help with that discipline. And a disciplined approach to budgeting means making retirement savings a non-negotiable. So I always advise clients to treat their retirement contributions like any other essential bill that must be paid every single month. So you're always going to pay your rent, you're always going to pay your water and electricity, and you're always going to pay towards your retirement. So this is also why setting up an automatic debit order can help people save money on a monthly basis. Another element is regularly reviewing your investments, which allows you to adjust your strategy in response to your life changes, what's going on in your life, or market conditions. So if you work with a financial advisor, they'll do this with you. But alternatively, I definitely suggest scheduling quarterly reviews just to analyze the performance and make adjustments as needed.
It's very interesting that you talk about this, because over the years, speaking to yourself and your colleagues at Prentice Wealth, is that one of the things that comes up is you get your money every month, and sometimes it might be less than the previous month. You haven't had the bonus, all the commissions or whatever it is, however you are paid in the job that you have. I'm not talking about Prentice now. It's always, number one, pay yourself, first of all. And I think after that, pay your water and electricity, and then your investments come. And during lean times, you have to forego your investments, you know, by a small amount maybe, in order to keep yourself, you know, in food and shelter. I mean, I'm being sort of slightly crude with this example, but that is a very valid strategy, isn't it?
No, of course. So you definitely always need to invest within your means. Hmm. But I would definitely advise at least setting yourself a goal of being able to invest 20% of your income that you receive towards retirement. I think that's a good goal to have. If you can invest more, I would definitely suggest doing so. But obviously, if you don't have electricity for the month, you've got to tackle that problem first. But people, they take for granted the importance of investing early and sorting out your retirement savings for the future.
Step number four, the final step before our summary, it says invest wisely. Now, that's very easy to say, Josh, for a clever chap like you, but you do go on to say, and you qualify this, you say diversification is your best defense against market volatility. I speak to a chap regularly on one of my podcasts, and he always says, Lindsay, the only free lunch you have in investing is diversification. Do you agree with that?
Yes, definitely. So when I think of investing wisely, I immediately think of diversification, which is probably one of the most overused words in our industry.
Yeah.
But it's definitely for good reason. So diversification involves spreading investments across different asset classes and geographies to reduce risk. I'm sure you've heard and everyone has heard the popular phrase, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Hmm.
So that diversified portfolio can weather market volatility better, leading to more stable long-term growth.
Okay.
So working with a financial advisor can provide you with tailored advice and help you set up a diversified portfolio.
Exactly. And if you're a decent financial advisor, then, of course, diversification is right at the top. And people might say, well, I don't want to diversify. I want to put all my money into artificial intelligence over the next 5 years. And you, of course, will sit down and say, yeah, it might work, but it might not. So have a few other irons in the fire. Right, the summary is summarized as follows. The journey, not the destination, you say. Planning for retirement is a continuous process that requires attention, adaptation, and sometimes a bit of patience. So just sort of sum that last sentence up, if you would.
Yeah, so it's definitely a journey. It's not a one-time event. where you sit down once and say, okay, this is what I need to do. But it's continuous. It's a process that's evolving with your life and your business for self-employed individuals. So it's important to always stay engaged with the strategy and make informed decisions and be adaptable, because the only constant thing in life is change. So we need to change with it.
Very good, Josh. Well described. And all I can say is thank you for today, but also I wish I'd spoken to you 20 years ago. Things might be a little bit easier. And that's a message that anyone listening should think about. Josh McRae is from Brenthurst Wealth in Granger Bay in Cape Town. And that was It's My Money.
It's My Money was brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.